And that's part of our job, is to come in and give you kind of a clear-eyed assessment.
According to the report State of Play Western New York, only 16% of the region's children participate in physical activity at least 1 hour per day. The Aspen Institute's Project Play, in partnership with the Ralph C. Wilson Foundation and Community Foundation for Greater Buffalo, is seeking to get more kids involved in sports participation. But first, the partners wanted to hear suggestions. Betsy Constantine is Executive Vice President at Community Foundation for Greater Buffalo.
We're asking them, what are their thoughts? What are they excited about? What are potential barriers? And what do they think we can do together to overcome those barriers? And then finally, where do we begin? And how do they want to be a part of the solution?
Among the points heavily promoted is a return to free play, letting the kids engage in sports and games on their own time, on their own terms, no expectations by parents or coaches, and no pressure on children with lesser skills. It's an idea well received, but difficult to implement in many homes. James McNeil, youth director for the Salvation Army in Buffalo, says many kids sit and play video games, but their parents are not necessarily prodding them to get moving.
We want to get them out and get them active, so that way, you know, they'll be more cognitive as far as what's going on in society, and they'll be better citizens, and they'll feel better about themselves because they'll be more healthy.
Guests were encouraged to offer suggested goals to accomplish by the year 2020. They include the creation of more safe, accessible recreation spaces, coaching training, more community group involvement, and community schools. Project Play's advisory board will review the feedback and is expected to present an idea for next steps sometime next spring. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.